Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Two of the most important things to remember about this game are that there are absolutely no victims and no accidents. People are constantly pointing to babies, the elderly, poor people, various ethnic groups, even women as victims. Little do they know that with the assignation of victim, they are holding these people and themselves separate from this truth. You simply cannot be both an accident-prone victim and a powerful emanation of God at the same time. One cancels out the other. We know, based on the law of consequences, that what goes around comes around, and that every action has to be preceded by a thought, and that every action causes an equal reaction. Therefore, there really is no such thing as an accident, just our negative thoughts and actions coming back around to haunt us. That's right, if we truly understand the power of thought. Again, thought is the most powerful force in the universe, and are careful with our thoughts, we don't have to be fearful or so careful with our steps. It is important to remember that all thoughts ultimately manifest into the thing about which you are thinking. So don't dwell on or worry about lack and limitation, or in other words, what is missing in your story or with your individual circumstances. Link up and think about what is true of and for the divine, not for the self you made up. God is abundant, well, brilliant, and fulfilled. And as an emanation of that, so am I. Keep your mind fixed on that and give thanks and watch what happens. If you are sincere and truly understand the law of mentalism, it won't be long before you will be having a completely different experience of yourself, your brothers, and your circumstances. Although it is true that every single thing that occurs is a result of a thought, most people are not aware of their subliminal beliefs and the thoughts that they generate, and they are the ones that wreak the most havoc. So, once again, I remind you to take a closer look at your results and know that they are revealing what you are thinking, even when you are not aware of these sponsoring thoughts.